finding a place to stay.
So, Ali, which offers have you found on the booking website?
Okay, there are three places in or around Sankt Magdalena which look quite good.
Oh dear, it's been such a long time since I was last in Sankt Magdalena. I wonder if I know any of these places. Let me have a look. Hotel Montana. I know that building from my childhood, but it definitely wasn't called Hotel Montana in those days. And the other one, Hotel Alpina, where's that? Oh, I know that one. Funny, there used to be a bakery there. They must have changed the whole place.
Mum, please, we'll have enough time to find out what has changed in Sankt Magdalena when we get there. Let's concentrate on planning our stay, shall we?
Okay, never mind. So, we need a room for three.
Mum, please, I'm not five. I need my own room.
Oh, yes, sure, sorry, you're right.
We'll stay for 6 nights. Let's try to find a place that's not more than 1,100 euros for the three of us.
Yes, I agree. We can't afford much more with the flights and all. And that should include breakfast as well.
Right. Maybe there's an apartment where we can cook our own dinner.
I'd like to have free Wi-Fi in my room. I'm afraid data roaming could become tricky. Who knows?
Let's see. That place is situated directly next to the ski slope. We definitely won't need that as we're going there in summer.
But it would be cool if we had bicycles to explore Sankt Magdalena.
Yep, if we could rent some from the hotel, that would be perfect.
How about stuff like sauna or swimming pool?
Okay. Sauna or swimming pool are nice to have, but they are not a must. What do you think, Suzanne?
I agree. Sauna or swimming pool are not important.
Okay. When I look at these offers, there's one place that perfectly fits our needs. How do you like that one?
Yes, that looks nice.
Nice place. I like it.